Today's episode contains a small number of words that some listeners may find offensive. It came up in the news yesterday that a song, previously voted the number one Christmas song on many occasions, has been edited to appeal to the younger generation. Welcome to The Big Fairy Tale for day 20 of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day 20 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. Lots of 20s. This brings me two-thirds of the way through this year's challenge and it's going okay so far. So you may have heard in the news that BBC Radio 1 have produced an edited version of the classic Christmas song Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. They've justified this decision by stating that younger listeners who are unfamiliar with the track would find some of the words stark and not in line with what they would expect to hear on air. Now, despite the fact that it's only a Christmas song by virtue of the fact that it's set in a snowy environment and it came out at Christmas, for those that don't know the song, according to the Wikipedia article, the song follows an Irish immigrant's Christmas Eve reverie about holidays past while sleeping off a binge in a New York City drunk tank. When an inebriated old man, also in the cell, sings a passage from the Irish ballad The Rare Old Mountain Dew, the narrator, played by Shane McGowan, begins to dream about the song's female character. The remainder of the song, which may just be an internal monologue, takes the form of a call and response between the couple, their youthful hopes crushed by alcoholism and drug addiction, as they reminisce and bicker on Christmas Eve. The lyrics Sinatra Was Swinging and Cars Big as Bars seem to place the song in the late 1940s, although the music video that accompanies the song clearly depicts a contemporary 1980s New York. The words in question appear in the same verse of the song, which I'm going to read for you now, just once. Some of these words may cause offence. You're a bum, you're a punk, you're an old slut on junk, lying there almost dead on a drip in that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap lousy faggot, happy Christmas your arse, I pray God it's our last. Now, I understand what Radio 1 are trying to get at. Although it's worth noticing that BBC Radio 2 are sticking with the original version of the song and BBC 6 Music are giving the presenters the choice based on their knowledge of their own audiences. It's also worth noticing that Radio 1 tried to do exactly the same thing as this back in 2007, but backed down from that decision only after a couple of hours, after they got loads of complaints about how utterly ridiculous their decision was. To the words in question, yes, I can understand how they could be viewed as offensive when taken out of context, but when you take them in the context of which the underlying story is written, I actually believe them to be perfectly acceptable. The words are not intended to offend, and they're particularly not aimed at any specific group of people, which is what I imagine has driven Radio 1's decision to make the change to the song. But you know what? It's not that they've taken the decision to act on something because of its content. Let's not forget that the BBC received almost 19,000 complaints about the use of the N-word in a news report about a racially aggravated attack back in August of this year. In response to those complaints, they gave the reasons why they felt that the use of the word was justified based on the context in which it was used. In this case, by repeating the words used by one of the occupants of the car that hit the victim. But no, my biggest complaint is that they didn't just decide to remove the words, but change them. If you change the words, it's not that song anymore. And if someone decided to buy that song, which incidentally has been in the top 40 at Christmas for the last 15 years, so people are still buying it or streaming it, then they're going to get the original uncensored version anyway, and they may feel cheated by hearing this censored version of the song first. In my opinion, better to suppress the record than to create an essentially new version of it. If Radio 1 simply chose, quietly, not to play it, do you think people will be as likely to notice it as much? I think probably not. What are your thoughts on this? Are the BBC right to produce an edited version of this song? Should they have withheld it completely? Or Are they just overreacting? You've heard my opinion. I'd love to hear yours. Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/fairytale. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. Also, if you like what I'm doing here, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or just drop me an email and let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find all my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe, keep the context. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.